This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military denied striking a tent camp west of Rafah on Tuesday after Gaza health authorities said Israeli tank shelling had killed more than 20 people there. The latest bombardment comes days after an Israeli attack set off a fire at a Rafah tent camp that killed at least 45 people. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Israel said it had targeted Hamas commanders and had not intended to cause civilian casualties.
This is a devastating incident.
An Israeli army spokesperson said the military was investigating the possibility that munitions stored near a compound targeted in Sunday's airstrike may have ignited the blaze. Meanwhile,
Ireland formally recognizes the state of Palestine.
Spain, Ireland, and Norway officially recognized a Palestinian state.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron on Tuesday was among the global outcry after an Israeli airstrike on Sunday triggered the massive blaze that killed 45 people in a tent camp in the Gaza city of Rafah.
It did look very, very concerning, very worrying, and so we're asking for that to be investigated rapidly. The Israelis have already said it was a tragic mistake, but we want to see that properly investigated.
U.S. military officials at the Pentagon said on Tuesday the American-built temporary pier taking humanitarian aid to starving Palestinians has been damaged in rough seas and weather and will be removed from the coast of Gaza to be repaired. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh said over the next 2 days the pier will be pulled out and sent to the southern Israeli city of Ashdod, where U.S. Central Command will repair it. Fixes will take at least a week.